I'm Mike Davis. This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, I understand Governor McMaster is signing a bill today that'll help farmers and all South Carolinians. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Today is the ceremonial signing of the Working Agricultural Lands Preservation Act. It actually became law, well, maybe 2 weeks ago, but the governor sees the importance of this, and it's a high-profile issue that we've discussed and worked on. So today, out at a farm, we'll do a ceremonial signing, have good representation of agriculture and government leaders there for the purpose of emphasizing just how important it is to recognize that farmland is being challenged, the continuation of farmland, by development and other things. And this is a way to try to put a mechanism in place, or add to a mechanism, if you will, to help give producers, agricultural producers, another option.
Tell us what exactly this bill does. I understand it encompasses two things.
Well, that's right. We have the Conservation Land Bank that's been in South Carolina for 20-plus years. And what it does is adds a little more agricultural emphasis to that by having myself as Commissioner of Agriculture, and then the Secretary of Commerce and the Secretary of Transportation come on to the board to give a little broader perspective. And then the second thing it will do is create a fund separate from the main sources of funding that will focus on agricultural land. Now, the Conservation Bank is focused on ag land, but this puts an even greater emphasis on agricultural land, giving the farmers an option of a conservation easement rather than take and sell their land for the development value or continue to farm without doing anything. So a conservation easement is sort of a middle ground approach, if you will, for farmers who have land that has become much more valuable, and they really question if they can continue to farm and not see some of those values. So very proud of what the Conservation Bank has done, but this is going to make it even better by the passage of the Working Agricultural Lands Preservation Law.
This loss of farmland across America and in South Carolina has certainly been brought to the forefront by groups like American Farmland Trust. And they recently did a pilot study in Lexington County, and we spoke with Billy Van Pelt of AFT about that. And so this goes sort of hand in hand with some of the findings that they had with that pilot program. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. It was what we found there was used in the discussions as we work to pass this law. So, you know, we need facts to make our case, and certainly Lexington County, we did that study, but yesterday in the parts store on Monday, an older gentleman from near Charleston recognized me and began to talk about all the development around his 500-acre farm, and he was the only one left for miles that was still farming, and so just examples everywhere. Greenville, upstate on that I-85 corridor where so much development goes on. South Carolina's an attractive state for a lot of folks to move to, and when they move here, they need housing, and but we've got to balance it out, and that's what this bill helps to do.
And I understand you will be with Governor McMaster today as he does sign this. Is that correct?
That's correct. We'll be there. And just, again, for the purpose of making it the high profile that it needs to be.
Signing it ceremonially into law today, the Working Agricultural Lands Preservation Act. And giving us more information on that has been South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.